Welcome to the Compassionate Image and Loving Kindness Meditation for Shame. Guilt is an emotion experienced after one has done something wrong, whereas shame is an experience that communicates to an individual that he or she is something wrong. Shame is a stealthy thief. It subtly robs us of life's goodness and beauty and keeps us from the crucial relationships that matter most to us. Our logical mind can say positive things about us, but the shame lodged deep in our hearts can have other messages. Shame can tell us that we are unlovable, tainted, dirty, flawed, unforgivable, and no good. Toxic shame is one of the most harmful emotions that exist within the human experience, especially when it festers and darkens one's view of self and others. It contributes to much of our suffering and catapults many of us into addictions, self-harm, and harming others. This meditation is a combination of a form of loving kindness meditation and the use of compassionate imagery. By allowing ourselves to be in the presence of a compassionate other, we can slowly allow toxic shame to dissipate from our experience, freeing us up to live life authentically and passionately, to be the full-hearted lovers we know we are deep within. Let us start by closing our eyes and slowing our breath. And let us ground ourselves into this moment. I want you to notice your breath. Feel the air moving into your nostrils or your mouth. Breathing in and breathing out. If your mind wanders to thoughts, plans, or problems, simply notice your mind wandering and watch the thought as it enters your awareness as neutrally as possible, and letting those thoughts go as if they were a leaf floating down a stream. Now, when you think of shame in your life, what comes to mind? Perhaps it arises when you think of an action you did in the past. Perhaps it arises when you start comparing yourself to others. Perhaps it arises when you think of your body or a failed relationship, or parenting blunders. Notice what that shame feels like in your body. Notice the weight of it. Is there a color to your experience? Now set the shame aside in your awareness for one moment. Let us move our awareness to compassion. Allow an image of someone to arise that represents compassion for you. That image can be nature personified, parent, an animal, a relative, or anyone else that represents warmth, non-judgment, compassion, acceptance, and love. May that image be of someone that conveys a sense of understanding for you, for your struggles and your feelings. Someone that shows kindness, care, and concern for your well-being. If it is hard to find a figure, perhaps you can use your adult self. With that figure in mind, can you sense their warm, loving presence? If you feel comfortable doing so, you can place one or both hands over the area of your heart. Breathing in, breathing out, really allowing yourself to take in this compassionate figure's nurturing, warm, kind love. Allow that compassionate other to hold you in loving kindness. As I offer some phrases for you to consider, please feel free to change them to whatever allows you to hold yourself in loving kindness. Imagine the compassionate other in front of you, looking you in the eyes. Recall that area or areas in your life that bring up shame. Those areas that you hide, that you don't like to talk about. Those areas that you don't want anyone else to know about. Cup those areas of shame in both hands and feel the weight of those hands. And now present them to the compassionate and loving other. Picture them gently taking that shame from your hands. May you hear these tender phrases from them. May you know that your shame doesn't define you. May you know that you are loved just as you are. May you experience contentment in being authentically you. May you know that your shame doesn't define you. May you know that you are loved just as you are. May you experience contentment in being authentically you. May you know that your shame doesn't define you. May you know that you are loved just as you are. May you experience contentment in being authentically you. In your own words, say thank you to the compassionate other for allowing them to hold a compassionate space for you, for taking your shame and reminding you of who you really are. When you are ready, open your eyes to the world around you and allow the world to be gifted by your authentic and beloved presence. May you love wildly and deeply and allow yourself to be loved just the same. I wish you well on your healing journey.